Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting. Hi, Johnny Canada.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
That's right. It is December 7th, 2008, 67 years ago today. Pearl Harbor was attacked, and I just want to take a moment of silence for a little piece of American history. Alrighty, thank you very much for that. I do obviously have strong ties to World War II. My grandfather, who is the namesake of our little lady who introduces the show each week, actually served time in the South Pacific. He was on Iwo Jima. Fortunately for all of us, he was lucky enough to make it home. But that's just a little history of the Wheeler family there. And at any rate, I am back on the air. I've had a couple weeks off, and as I've said in the past, been really, really busy doing things they pay me to do. But I am back on the air. This is Adventures in Podcasting. It's December 7th, obviously, and this is podcast number 126. Holy smokes, been doing a lot of these. At any rate, in this show, as always, we've got PSD podcasting updates, RSS updates, or I should say PSD, RSS update, RSS, I can't speak today, sorry folks, could be a funny show. RSS and podcasting tools, and other items worth mentioning. So, as I said, been real busy here lately, so the show could be short, but then again, I just jinxed it by saying that. So, a little bit of a transition tunage in here, and I'll be right back. Alrighty, we're back in. I just love that music. I actually had to do this twice because I was so engulfed in the music. The music stopped, and I was just kind of like dead air for the DJ. At any rate, this is podcasting updates in POSD. In the last show, I said we were quickly approaching the 3-year anniversary of Adventures in Podcasting, and in fact, the 3-year anniversary was last weekend. And I was trying to recover from eating too much turkey. In fact, last Sunday, I actually fried up yet another bird, but that has nothing to do with podcasting in Peoria. But it does have a lot to do with why I wasn't on the air. But needless to say, we are 3 years into this. This is just fascinating. And, you know, I'm not going to go down all the negativity that I've had the bad habit of doing lately. I'm just going to realize that takes time to make change happen. And so nonetheless, we're off and running. Interesting, a week ago, because we're in between these multiple weeks as I'm off the air, but I walked into Dr. Santarelli's office because we were putting up his latest podcast, and this one he actually did to the community and the staff, the same podcast. Sometimes he does different, sometimes he'll do one for the community and one for the staff, but this time it was basically one size fits all. And it was interesting because when I was waiting to get into his office, as we actually uploaded the podcast to his podcast site on the Apple server, which requires me to be at his desk to do that. And he was telling me he got invited, and I wish I would have wrote this down because I thought it was really cool. But nonetheless, he got invited to sit on a panel with other podcasting superintendents. And I thought that was just really, really cool. And he kind of chuckled about it. And of course, I chuckled about it. And I thought, hey, this is pretty neat that, you know, this is going on with the superintendent here because, yahoo, that's just neat stuff. Now, just get other people doing that. So, but that was kind of cool. So I thought I'd share that. And the other thing I just want to say is I got done with the multimedia and Moodle class. In fact, I got done with both classes that I was teaching. And I have to tell you, if anything is going to happen out of all this, I'm going to backdoor people into audio and multimedia come hell or high water, I guess would be the best way to say it, because you know, we've had this, and it's really funny. We've had this ability to do all this multimedia stuff for quite some time. We've had Movie Maker for, 8 years. Photo Story has been around for a good 4 or 5 years, if I can remember correctly. And, you know, various other tools for doing multimedia work. And it's just kind of ironic that when we finally hook it around something else, in this case, we're hooking it around online learning, and believe it or not, because most of the people in the room don't necessarily do online teaching per se on a daily basis. In fact, many of them are using that Moodle box as a supplementary tool. But they see the value in multimedia. They see the value in the audio, especially when they open up my class and I have an opportunity, or actually give them the opportunity to listen to content and express how valuable that is. And, of course, they can hear it too. And then do the same thing by taking PowerPoint files and converting them to images and putting them into Movie Maker and then adding their voice into it. And the cool thing about this is they're getting practice, a little bit of practice with PowerPoint. Obviously, they know how to use that, or I would hope, but they're getting a little bit more practice with that. They're taking a tool that's been around for a long, long time in Movie Maker and creating a video out of those static slides that they create in PowerPoint. They're being converted to JPEGs. Then I'm taking them into Audacity and having them talk into the mic. And then they're blending all this together in Movie Maker to produce a video. And then I found a tool. Actually, Peggy sent me a link to a tool called Format Factor that's just been wonderful. So throughout all of this, they're using all these tools that really kind of had a challenge getting people to use in the past, and all of a sudden they're starting to see some value in it. So, you know, maybe it does take 3 years to get things happening, in some cases 5 or 8, but nonetheless, some really cool things are happening. And the other thing that we've done is with every class that we're working on right now, we're kind of force feeding them into creating something that we can use. And in the Moodle class, they all had to produce something to actually successfully complete the course. They had to create something that they would be using in their course, or, and it didn't have to necessarily be in their Moodle course, but something that they could use in their live class. For instance, if I was teaching history, and even though I'm not actually teaching it online, it's something that I could put inside a Moodle course, or at least make available on a web page for the student to gather that information up a second time, have some remediation, if you will. So really, really slick. And in addition, I didn't put it in the show notes, I suppose I could, we're actually doing a digital storytelling class where, again, we're focusing on some of these tools. Now, this one's not so much on PowerPoint and so forth. We're actually talking about creating digital stories in it. But nonetheless, we've got them back into some of these tools that have been available for quite some time. So kind of what I'm hoping that's going to happen here, especially through Format Factor, because it's so, so slick. In fact, I like it better than Jodex for doing conversions, is maybe we're going to start seeing some of these things start popping up more and more. So maybe video casting outside of talking head video will become popular. Maybe some more audio will be becoming popular. And to be perfectly honest, folks, I could care less if it's a traditional podcast, the type that a person would download onto their iPod. If they're putting the audio in there, making the audio available, should I say, if they're making that available to their students so they can catch that information again, tell me how that's a bad thing. Yeah, I just don't see it, how that could be a bad thing. So I think that's some good stuff. So maybe, you know, we're not exactly where I want to be, but hey, that's sometimes where I want to be. Maybe that isn't where we're supposed to be. So we'll get there one way or the other, and I'll take it any way I can. And moving right along, I've got in here in the notes on video casting of the board meetings. Now, we've been doing this for a long, long time. And as I said in the last show, we were going to meet with the superintendent and talk to him a little bit about it. And we met with him, told him about the piece of software we found, and then talked to him about some other options. And one of the options we showed him was the TriCaster. And at the same time, I talked to him about putting these up on Ustream or Stickin. And it worked out really, really well for us. In the conversation, Dr. Santarelli was very pleased with that. Asked us to gather up, find out what it was going to cost to implement that. But I thought that was kind of cool. So at least we're kind of moving forward. But the one thing that's going to be nice there is putting in that TriCaster unit when it comes in, if we can fully get it taken care of and installed, will basically allow us to have a really, really slick piece of equipment there where Dave can do lower thirds and all his post-production work live. And what that's going to do is going to pick up all that post-production time that he was spending doing those board meetings that we can focus on other things like training. And that is the cool part, because there is a whole boatload of things that I'd like to do with video as far as training is concerned. And, you know, I can do video editing, but it looks like I did the video editing. So that'll be kind of cool. So, and then, of course, you know, we'll just keep chatting about this, because one nice thing as it comes out of that TriCaster, we could go straight out to the web. And I've contacted StickM and Ustream about broadcasting that, and they're cool with that. So, man, wouldn't that be slick? Go straight out to video. So, mom and dad, whomever, you know, every time we have a meeting, we have a bunch of government kids sitting in the audience for a while, and they usually watch about 30 minutes of the board meeting before they boogie. But literally, these students could sit at home, watch it on the internet. Mom and dad could sit at home, watch it on the internet live. And I just think that's got some very, very slick abilities to it. So, hey, you never know what will happen. So, kind of cool stuff. And on that note, let's see where we are in the timeline. Where is my? Oh, I've got too much stuff going on. Holy smokes, we're running long already, Sean. We're at 11:30 when we go into the next topic, which will be quick and dirty. RSS and podcasting tools. Don't have any new tools. Don't have any new RSS things out there to really talk about, other than the fact that we are well underway of the SharePoint 2007. Process, been doing a lot of work trying to figure out how that thing works. And one of the things I've known about this for a while as we've been trying to get ramped up to make this move is the amount of RSS that's built into this system. And that's one of the cool things that's going to actually happen out of this is all the lists and libraries and other items that are are in this portal. The portal is very RSS aware. And so that's going to make a monster difference. I realize that we've been able to do things, do a lot of RSS through syndication generators, but it requires some manual setup. In this case, or in these cases, the RSS is, the portal's so aware of it, the feeds are just available. So we can really focus at that point on helping mom and dad understand how to utilize the RSS tools and how to subscribe, different ways to subscribe, and really start spending a lot of time on that as well. In addition to that, there's going to be some major changes in the way we roll content out, or teachers can roll content out back out to parents. So blogs can become available. Wikis, not like you and I are used to, but nonetheless, a wiki is available. And of course, you know, the blog is not what we're normally used to seeing by the WordPress and bloggers and things like that. But nonetheless, it's something that we can do very easy. And that's kind of the nice piece, because it's a matter of clicking on a link, typing in the content, hitting save, and boom, you're done and off and running. And that'll allow mom and dad to, I'm sorry, allow teachers to focus more time on and getting content in there and moving on and doing what they do best, which is teach. So I'm liking this. I'll like it a lot more once it's done. Obviously, you know, it's a part of any major migration. It's a lot of planning, a lot of detail work, and then it's the holy smokes Batman work, which is one of the reasons I'm not focusing so much on podcasting these days. I'm just trying to get a lot of these other things taken care of. So I think that's got some grand things heading our way when we get to that point. So cool stuff. I'm excited. Are you excited? Say yes. Say yes. You're excited about it, because I'm excited about it. I think it's just going to be smashing. It's going to be neat. And let's see, other items worth mentioning here. This is just flat cool. Can I go to other items worth mentioning? No, what did I miss in here? Oh, I see. You know, I completely skipped over POSD and RSS updates. I went right on to podcasting tools. So I kind of skipped that. Well, that's okay. It really all blends into one thing. So we'll just call it all part of the same thing. And I'll put it in the show notes, RSS and podcasting. I'm doing this on the fly because I can. Tools for more. There we go. And we'll put a little smiley face in that. And Frederica came in to say hi. Say hi to everybody real quick. Oh, she's coming around to say hi in the microphone. Come on, say hi real quick.
Hi.
There you go. Very good. Thank you, sweetie. All righty. The little star. And as we get into other items worth mentioning, because that's actually what we are on right now, this is kind of cool. I got a comment back on podcast number 124, which is about a month ago now. And this is from Dorothy, I believe in New Zealand, if I caught this correctly. Certainly the other side of the globe. And what I was really jazzed to see is a couple of different things. One, that somebody's listening to the show. But Dorothy shared with us a very, very cool web page. And she writes in here, and this is a comment. It says, really enjoyed your podcast and got a lot of good pointers from it. So I have to say thank you for the shout-out to our KPE, I'm going to butcher this, Corona Point, England. And we are glad that you could understand our kid's accent, too. I love it. Well, if you can understand me, we're all in good shape. And it says, you may be interested to know that we have done a year-long research on podcasting with KPE here, and our findings were more curriculum-focused and less technology-focused. Yahoo, that's great. Than the research that you quoted, which is fine, and that's good. That means we're growing here. And our students' attitudes progressed for needing the technology to motivate them to enjoying the curriculum content for its own sake as the year went on. This is just so, so cool. And there's a link in here to the site. And I've got to tell you, you got to check this out because the site's here. Now, I haven't gone through the whole site. I went to the page here, and the page is titled The Lure of Podcasting. And there is a 62-page report that you can download. It's about 25, 26 megabytes. And I went through the first 10 pages of this or so. And I've got to tell you, I love this. This is one of those things when I get off the air here, I'm going to have to start reading through. And because it's got some dynamite information in here. And they started this back in 2005. And like I said, this is just cool, and I really, really encourage you to read it. Like I said, I'm going to make sure I go through and read the rest of this, but very cool, and I wanted to make sure that that was shared because it's good stuff in there, and I love the fact that a full-blown study was done on this, and you're sharing that with us, Dorothy, so very cool. And folks, take a peek at that. I think that's absolutely wonderful. So that really kind of shoots through everything I had to share today, so I don't know how fast of a show. We're still going to hit 20 minutes by the time I get done rambling here. And the other thing I do want to give a shout out here is a thanks to my friend John Evans up in the Northland, apparently the very cold Northland these days. John shot me a note earlier this week just to say howdy, and we haven't had a chance to talk in quite some time. So, John, thank you for sending me the email. And, yes, Mom and Dad are very proud of that little one who introduces our show and comes in the middle of the show sometimes. And just because I can, because I'm a proud papa, and she's such a ham on the microphone. I uploaded a video to Google Video of her singing to her favorite star, Hannah Montana, and it's about a minute long, and it's embedded here in the show notes. At least I hope I'll be able to get it done that way. And if you want to check that out, please check it out. You can see my little budding star flinging her red hair around. So just some fun stuff there. Hey, you know, that kind of wraps up the show. Again, I apologize for rambling about, you know, could just call this a show about nothing because I didn't have a lot to say other than that really cool stuff that Dorothy sent us from Down Under. Man, that's just cool. Love it. Go read it. Go download it. Check it out. And, hey, folks, if you're doing something cool in your classroom, let me know because I love to know about it. I probably ought to go hunt down and see who else is doing cool stuff in Peoria because I know there's some great people out there doing cool stuff out there. But, yeah, it's been focusing on other stuff. So it is time for me to say what I always say at the end of my show, which is... My name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedbacks. Drop me a note. My email address is swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com.
Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, the makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting, Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show, and finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.